Our next speaker is Cindy Pinkerton, a member of Holy Spirit Parish. And Cindy is now a pediatric nurse practitioner caring for the underprivileged in the Grace Med ministry. I'm sure she'll have insights to share with us this evening.
St. Louis de Montfort prophesied a modern era of Mary when she would raise up her own army of souls to defeat her ancient enemy, Satan. Beginning in 1830, Mary began giving apparitions with messages for the whole world. She was especially asking us to pray. To help us prepare for consecration to the Immaculate Heart, our group, with Father Bernie, put together a booklet of prayers from approved apparitions of the Mother of God. You probably picked up one of these blue-covered booklets on one of the recent Sundays. During our weekly talks in the past 33 days, we've given presentations on the power of the rosary, which Mary asked us for in nearly every apparition. For example, she said, pray the scriptural rosary from Capua, Nicaragua. Pray the rosary slowly from Aokpe, Nigeria. The importance of prayer for the poor souls in purgatory. Not only did she stress this at Fatima and Aokpe, at Heed, Germany, she wanted to be called by the title Queen of the Poor Souls. The power of indulgent prayers, in particular at the apparition of Heed, she asked us to pray the Litany of Loretto. A talk on the importance of prayer to St. Joseph. He was present at many approved apparitions such as Fatima, Portugal, Knock, Ireland, Akita, Japan, San Nicolas, Argentina, and in a series of the Lady of America. We spoke about offering the first five Saturdays for the intentions of the five specific blasphemies against Mary, which are listed in the booklet. And we've given talks every week on the power of prayer of the Church, the Mass, and the Liturgy of the Hours, always led by Jesus, the High Priest. This evening, I would like to tell you a few of the prayers that Mary gave us in her church-approved appearances. I'm going to give you only part of the prayer and messages, so if anything catches your heart, Mary will help you find more. If you would like to close your eyes while I pray, please feel free to. Akita, Japan, 1973. Our Lady on the daily consecration to the Sacred Heart. Please receive this humble offering of myself. Use me as you will for the glory of the Father and the salvation of souls. Most Holy Mother of God, never let me be separated from your divine Son. Please defend and protect me as your special child. Amen. Fatima, Portugal, 1916. Most Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly and offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the earth, in reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences with which he is offended. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg you pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, and do not hope, and do not love you. Amen. Amsterdam, Netherlands, 1945. Our Lady of All Nations. Lord Jesus, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in all the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degradation, disaster, and war. May the Lord of all nations, Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. Milan, Italy, 1973, from the locutions of Our Lady to Father Gobi. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Amen. Paris, France, 1830, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Marienfried, Germany, 1946. Our Lady is the great mediatrix of all graces. Hail to you, eternal ruler, living God, forever existing, terrible and just judge, always kind and merciful Father. To you be anew and forever adoration, praise, honor, and glory through your sun-clad daughter, our wonderful mother. Amen. Rome City, Indiana, 1956, Our Lady of America. By the Holy and Immaculate Conception, O Mary, deliver us from evil. Amen. Bagnères, France, 1864. Our Lady said, prayer is a condition to obtaining graces. Sovereign Mistress of Angels, you who at the beginning received from God the power and mission to crush the head of Satan, we beseech thee humbly, send your holy legions so that, on your orders and by your power, they may track down demons, fight them everywhere, curb their audacity, and plunge them into the abyss. O Mary, Queen of the Holy Angels, pray for us. Amen. So as you hear from these prayers, it is through Mary that we must draw near to God and unite ourselves to Him perfectly, intimately, and without fear of being rejected. Mary will take our gift, put it on a gold platter, and make it perfect. Thank you for prayerfully coming together to know our Mother better.